Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Man, I have a lot of mixed feelings right now. I had to cut my beard. It was growing so well. I was happy, but I got that stupid virus thing that, went around the world. And, just wanted to be a little cleaner during that time. Luckily, I'm feeling fine now. But the beardlessness, it was rough because it was a good one going finally.
I'm glad you addressed it. Anybody watching the YouTube video, youtube.com/fleshwoundnetwork, is it, Todd?
Flesh Wound Features.
Flesh Wound Radio, Flesh Wound Network, Flesh Wound Features. Features, so many. I apologize.
That's the whole umbrella is Flesh Wound Features.
Okay, Flesh Wound Features on the YouTube. You can see what Greg is talking about when referring to his beard. And that third voice you heard, Flesh Wound producer Todd. Chilling. He's got to be quick with this episode, ladies and gentlemen, because his kid's watching Transformers. He doesn't know how long he can last. Now, this week, we have the pleasure and will have the pleasure of discussing the film Bad Moms, released on July 29th, 2016, of course, in honor of Mother's Day, rated R with a runtime of 100 minutes. Todd, do you got the trailer ready?
I do.
Let's go.
Looking good, Jeff.
That beige windbreaker is really lighting up my board.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? My vagina.
God, that woman is a fucking cancer.
Bye, Jeff.
Oh, God, here comes that weird little stay-at-home mom.
What the fuck is she wearing?
Hi. Hi, guys. Hey. Maddie was up all night barfing on my hair, but it's great. I'm very happy.
Gross. I think she's just got her sadness all over me.
Here comes Amy.
Just don't know how you leave your kids all day and go to work.
Oh, yeah, but I also need things like money.
Right.
I'll see you guys later.
Just love how hard she works.
Such a hard worker.
I just said that, Vicky.
Got 4 minutes to get Roscoe to the vet, which should be fine.
You're super late for your marketing meeting.
I can't believe I'm gonna be late to my first soccer practice.
You having a bad day?
It literally could not get any worse.
Damn.
I called this emergency PTA meeting to address an issue that affects the safety of our children.
Terrorism.
The bake sale.
Is this a joke?
What's that now?
I can't do this anymore. I'm done.
In this day and age, it's impossible to be a good mom.
Screw it.
Let's be bad moms.
I'm in. To bad mom!
Get your shit together.
Amy, hi.
I was calling to see if you'd like to join me at the movies this afternoon.
Are we allowed to do that?
This has literally been the best day of my life.
Have a great day at school.
Hey, Amy. PTA meeting at 2. Will we see you there?
No.
Bye.
I run the PTA. Nobody takes a class, kicks a ball, or plays a clarinet unless I say so.
She's a bully.
We have to take down these perfect moms.
I say we go punch that chick right in the tits.
Yes.
This is the best PTA meeting ever.
Sex is my divorce. What if I get someone who's not circumcised?
Oh, I'll show you. This is the foreskin.
Peel it back.
You just go to town.
What do I do with this?
This is like a giant man clit. Flick it, stick your fucking face on it. It's gonna be like...
I'm not gonna wear this sweatshirt ever again.
Holy fuck! Look at your mom bra!
This is my sexy bra.
You don't even have any cleavage.
Is it bulletproof?
Definitely waterproof.
Is it that bad?
If it moves.
Guys, it's so comfortable.
So that was Bad Moms. There are some scenes in that trailer that aren't actually in the final cut, so I'd be excited to see an extended version. Unfortunately, that was not the version we had available to us, but we did have the regular theatrical version that was rated R, written and directed by John Lucas and Scott Moore. John Lucas, Scott Moore also wrote The Hangover, but it was directed by Todd Phillips. This one, they took over the directorial duties, starring Mila Kunis, Christine Applegate, Catherine Hahn, who absolutely completely... my favorite movie I've seen her in other ones, but this I felt she actually really, really shined above all else other roles. Kristen Bell, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Annie Mamolo. Had to put in Jada Pinkett Smith for fear of somebody might beat me up. first time watching this movie, initial thoughts, I'd heard it was, you know, written by the guys that did The Hangover. I just never got around to it, but I am glad I did. Thank you, Todd, for bringing this up to me. Mm-hmm. Just to check this one out. But just initially, just from the very beginning, it was a fun ride from start to finish. And yeah, Greg.
Yeah. same thing of like, I'd not seen this movie. Grateful that this did come up. My early years, till I was about 8, I was basically raised by just my mom. There's some fun stories, you know, like, do you mind if I share a quick mom story?
Absolutely. You know? This is the Mother's Day episode, so go for it, please.
This was one of those, like, I don't know if it was a great teaching moment, but my mom might get arrested for something like this this day and age, you know? So we were in a Longs or Walgreens? I think it was a Longs. And I had a problem where I would always leave and go to the toy aisle. I mean, it's what you do as a kid. You love to see the toy aisle. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So, and so my mom, one time she goes, you need to stop just leaving. If you want to go to the toy aisle, it's fine. Just let me know, you know? And I was like a kid, so I didn't listen. So I did the same thing. Just walked away, went to the toy aisle. I'm looking. And normally at some point in time, my mom comes and gets me, you know, and I get yelled at for leaving and blah, blah, blah. Well, she didn't. And I was like, it's been a long time. So I start walking through the store and I don't see her. And like, I'm going up and down the aisles at some point, just bawling tears, you know, and like, I just can't find her. And I'm crying for a while and looking through this store like 4 or 5 times up and down. And at some point, my mom comes around the corner and goes, what's wrong? And she goes, I was like, I thought you were gone. You scared me. And she was like, now you know how it feels when you just up and leave. And she was, and the whole time she had an eye on me. She was just watching me walking down the aisle. So, you know, I was never in danger, but it was definitely a traumatic experience. But let me tell you, my communication with her got a lot better after that.
I bet it did. Sounds like good parenting to me.
It was great, you know? So watching this movie, like, I did feel for my mom, for all the crap I probably did put her through. And it was a lot of fun. Great, great fun, funny film. Definitely enjoyed it.
Todd.
Yeah, it's funny. I know I brought this one up. I didn't see it for the first time till last year because something recommended me the sequel, Bad Moms Christmas. So I was like, well, I got to watch the first one.
Right.
And I did. And I really liked it. Even then I knew that was a candidate for this. And I'm glad we're finally doing it. And yeah, it's fun. I mean, it is that humor from The Hangover, but, you know, from a female perspective.
There was something a little bit in the beginning that kind of made it feel, and you saw this in the trailer, I kind of had the feeling I was watching something similar to South Park, where Christine Applegate's character was like Cartman and having this big PTA meeting about a bake sale. I just felt it was very much Cartman doing his thing. And then Mila Kunis was the stand. It was just like, no, or no, I'm sorry, Kyle, just fuck you. No, I'm not going to, I apologize for my language. I'm not going to do this. So that conflict had some familiarity with me. So I was excited to see where this was going, and it just had me glued from scene to scene because I'm so used to that kind of conflict building where somebody just an over the top villain, a comedic villain like that. And Christine Applegate did such a good job. We've seen her in movies where, like, was it the vacation movie, the sequel with Ed Helms, where she was the mom, and she was an Anchorman as well, where she was one of the heroines. This was her opportunity to shine as a villain. An absolutely fantastic job.
Yeah.
Much better than I expected. Also, several cameos in here that were fun to watch. But my favorite one was the J.J. Watt cameo, just because that was he was the soccer coach, Todd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he is currently defensive end for the Arizona Cardinals. Was not expecting to see him show up, and just to see him in that, you know, and then complain about his cats was pretty good. Now just going, I have a bunch of favorite moments here. Since I have plenty to choose from, Greg, I'll go ahead and let you go first here.
Well, and I also want to touch upon like the whole J.J. Watt thing. I am very surprised sports stars and some of their comedic work. I don't know if you guys have heard of the show Murderville on Netflix.
Yeah.
Going on right now. So Will Arnett, for those of you who don't know, he plays a detective, and he always has a celebrity, and it's a different celebrity each time there's a new episode. The thing about it is the celebrity is not given a script. So, why am I blanking on his name right now?
He was on the second episode too.
Yes. Football player, Marshawn Lynch.
There you go.
So yes. The first episode was Conan O'Brien, and I was like, this is going to set the tone for this show. And I was like, it was all right. And then I was like, well, I'll give the second episode a try. Marshawn Lynch was in it. Killed it. Like, there is something about sports stars that love to like do stupid shit. Like, and they kill it each time. So anyway, favorite moment. Man, I think one of my favorite moments was there's a moment where the three moms are at the bar, and they're all telling, you know, they're drinking, having a good old time. And the awkward mom tells this whole story about, have you guys ever fantasized about getting in a car accident? And goes on this whole thing, and they're like, no. It's just that awkward moment of like, all right, cool.
Like, just to touch on that though. Her character goes through the arc through the movie, but when you kind of see the glimpses into what her life was, mm-hmm. it makes sense that she would have that fantasy, which makes it adds to it. I mean, like when you hear it on the surface initially, oh, that's really funny. But then later on, it's like, wow, I get it. You know, then yeah. it just added a lot to that. Todd?
I would off what Greg said about the sports stars doing like, being funny and killing it every time. Ozzy's going to disagree because of last week's movie, but maybe it's just Raiders don't do that. I don't know. So did Ozzy freeze? I can't tell.
No, I'm not frozen.
Is this when you do the gimmick? I said,
no, I know. No, the gimmick doesn't happen mid show because we have to finish. I'm paying respect to my mom and all other mothers out there, because without our mothers, we all would have been raised by a bunch of pricks. But instead, the only prick here is Todd trying to rile me up now by trying to go mid show into a brand new other show. That's something about completely different. Joe, it's just me being upset about things. Just wanted to bring in Raider stuff just to piss me off, whatever. What? That'll be for a later date. About this movie, Todd.
I do have a question after two, but my picking a favorite bit, there was a few things, but plot wise, when Mila Kunis busts in on her husband watching porn,
right.
And what is the comment? Oh, that's a big bush. And then just like the whole,
everything that transpired after that.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Cause that line, I like, it gets me and then keeps going that whole bit.
yeah So out of the entire movie, like I mentioned earlier, Catherine Hahn just had so many great moments, but there is an entire scene when they're at lunch and she's talking about just, man, when I was in my 20s it was just raining dick all the time, and she just forecast lot of cock. Like, you can tell she had so much fun with this role, and you felt that. And that was a lot of fun for me to, yeah.
With her role too, I'm very surprised and happy that it never took that turn. You know, like sometimes that character near the end has that moment of like, oh, I'm really not happy with this. You know, like, nope, she just loved her life like that and like everything about it. You know, she really didn't have that like, repercussion of her.
You know what? She has that very special moment with her son at the end. So.
Right, right, but it doesn't compromise the character.
I was
it stays consistent. So, funny joke, Todd. But at the same time, it's a great way how it's handled is very good. But it wasn't just that scene, just those lines from her. This entire movie had plenty of laugh out loud moments. Mm-hmm. And I have to recommend anybody to see it. It, in terms of my enjoyment level and just as a comedy, I gotta put it up there with a 5. It deservedly so. Stellar performances, hilarious writing. On which, by the way, just to touch on the South Park thing I mentioned earlier, what also helped was Kiki, Kristen Bell's character, reminded me of Butters. So when she was about like her fantasies and like whatnot, I had these characters. So I was like, already felt like the familiarization with these dynamics, so to speak. So anyway, it's a 5 for me.
Yeah. Going into this, like, I'd heard some good things, you know, but I kind of expected it in the 4 range, you know. And as the movie started, I was like, hey, this has good pacing. It's got some good jokes. This is kind of fun. But then, like, when Mila Kunis's character, like, kind of flipped, you know, then it was like, oh, this is getting crazy.
I want to see where this is going to go.
Exactly, you know, and the story had like a great drive to it. I was never bored. I was laughing the whole time. I like how the situation with her and her husband went, you know, like, I think that was like a great and non-traditional way to go about it.
I'm thinking,
you know,
of the therapist office with
right.
Cameo
Sykes. So, I have to agree. This is totally a 5. This is one of those movies I plan to watch again.
Yeah, absolutely. Todd?
Well, I'm a little bit lower. I'm a 4.5.
Okay.
I do really like this movie.
Why do you hate Mothers?
Just bad moms. I don't. Wait, so I have to automatically give it a 5 to make Mom happy?
No, I was kidding. Okay. Damn it.
I was going to ask Ozzy, so which one was your mom? If you had to pick one.
I out of the 3, there's nothing.
There's
that
4,
really.
Because I would have guessed Gwendolyn for you.
No. I don't think there's enough time to really for me to figure out a correct answer, to tell you the truth. Because, I mean, my mom was she immigrated from Chile, right? She learned English, like, just on the fly. So there's nobody here that accurately represents that, you know?
Plus, shoes at you, so.
I'm sorry?
No characters threw any shoes, so I don't
think
there's
anyone to
choose
to mean.
From. You talked about the flip-flop being thrown.
I did?
Back in the day, yes.
I did.
You're probably just joking. I don't know if it was about your mom, but you always talked about it.
I think you might have had somebody confused with somebody else. Because one thing that my mom... Okay, here's... Okay, then I'll set the record straight. Something that my mom used to do. Because, okay, so everybody's heard about, you know, or experienced moms pulling your ear, right?
Yeah.
I wish my mom had pulled my ear instead of what she had done. She wouldn't go for the ear. She went for the sideburns. She would get a chunk of the sideburns, and I swear to God, it felt like tiny blades just shooting up right here. And you were like, I saw kids with the ear, and I was like, man, they're so lucky. And that, because just, oh my God, dude, this vicious, like, well, I was a hell child. So I drew a door in the wall after I saw Beetlejuice.
Awesome.
Yeah. I had to wash it off. I was 5. Anyhow, so it's a 4.5 for Bad Moms this week, and we'll be back next week with a new episode. You guys have any final thoughts before we head out for the week? I mean, this is Mother's Day, so this is your
Happy Mother's Day. Good evening.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. Super grateful. My mom's not going to listen to this, but you know, super grateful for all she's done.
If it was in Spanish, I would have a 1% chance of more likely for her to listen. But there's no.
Oh, and I better and happy Mother's Day to my wife too.
Yeah. You're in a lot of trouble.
I know.
You almost missed that. Happy Mother's Day, of course. Like I said before, if it wasn't for you moms, we all would have been raised by a bunch of pricks. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Flesh Wound producer Todd, world-famous juggler Greg Larson, and I'm Ozzy V. We'll be here next week for a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce.